Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
Coming up within 20 minutes, we will be doing Dare Dice. The loser will face the Box of Shame. Boy, we've had some doozies. You can check them out on our Instagram to see what's happened in the past. It's Joe and McKenzie. Go check that out. How did you get hurt by your pet? How did your pet injure you? Or maybe somebody else's? That's the question, and we want to know. Because, well, I had an embarrassing thing happen to me when I was a kid. It was my neighbor's dog. It was the sweetest dog, but it was like a kind of a line that runs. They had it like screwed into a tree into another. You know what I mean? Like where they'd run back and forth, just a line.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, doggy, doggy, how you doing? That's how I talked when I was in fifth grade, I think. The dog came running over excited. It clotheslined me like with this long thing. And imagine a less plumpy me. Still plumpy.
I would pay to see this, though.
Mackenzie, it flipped me over like Charlie Brown. I had this giant red mark on my neck. I was okay, but it knocked the wind out of me. And if you've ever had the wind knocked out of you, you think you're dead. You're like,
that's scary.
So, yeah, I cried, but I was okay. And the dog was the sweetest thing. It's just running, doing its thing. So that's how I got injured. But the reason I wanted to bring this up, my friend broke their leg this past week. They were going to walk like one of the last steps or something on their stairs coming down. Their dog like ran in front of them, like coming down the stairs. Got in front of them, they tripped, and they put their other foot out there, broke.
Oh, man.
Just terrible. So it sucks. I mean, I can't help but laugh, though. It's like
I know,
dogs.
Physical humor like that, I feel really bad. But if someone, like, falls down the stairs, like, initially, I start laughing. It's bad. Like, I want to make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
But I just have this instinct in me.
All right, let's go to Robert this morning. What's up, Robert? You're on Joe and McKenzie. How did your dog injure you or your pet injure you?
Well, it was my friend's dog. We were doing our normal morning routine, going to the school bus. And as we're walking down the driveway, Boo Boo's dog comes running up behind me and runs through me, sends me flying into the air. I land on my left elbow that almost breaks. Had to go to the hospital for a hairline fracture. And now I've got a nice cool little scar to be like, yeah, this is from a boxer I got in a fight with.
Yeah.
Which you technically did. You technically
did,
Robert.
You're not lying.
Hey, thank you. Tiffany, you're on Joe McKenzie. How did a pet hurt you?
Good morning. It's actually a family friend of mine. He had a dog sitting in his doorway. He tried to step over it, ended up tripping over him, broke his leg. He didn't realize it was broken at first, so then when he finally, the next day, went to the hospital, found that it was broken several places, had to have surgery. He gets done, goes home, ends up tripping over the dog again
no.
and broke his other leg.
Oh, no!
This is like a sitcom.
Yeah, he ended up having surgery on the other leg, too, and had to go to like a rehab facility after because he couldn't walk at all because he had tripped over it twice. You would think he would have learned the first time.
Jeez. Wow. Hey, Tiffany, thank you for calling into the show. We appreciate it. 833-563-2539. Caitlin, how did you get hurt by your pet? What happened?
So I was actually taking my black lab outside, and I have like a sliding back patio door, and there was a goose sitting in my backyard, and he saw it, and he took off for it, but I'm like, no, you're not getting the goose. I'm going to hold on to your leash. And so since I held on to him, he darted, and I slammed into the back patio door. He knocked my tooth out, and blood everywhere.
Oh, no!
God.
I mean, I have to ask, did he get the goose?
Nope, he did not get the goose. He came right back inside. I looked at him, and then I just went to the bathroom and, you know, looked at myself and cried.
He was literally in the doghouse.
Jeez.
Bad boy.
Caitlin, I'm glad you're doing okay now. Thanks for sharing. My dogs always try to go for squirrels. Like when I say the S word, they know what a squirrel is, but I'm like, squirrel. Like, what?
Squirrel.
There's a squirrel? So I always think about like old people like getting their shoulders ripped out of the socket. Like when a dog runs, you know, they try to hold on to the leash. It's like, watch out. Let's go to Alexis. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. How'd you get hurt with a pet?
So I had this cat that, it was a boy cat that I had for like a year, and I was sitting in the living room, my mom was doing my hair, and I was sitting on the floor. So I'm playing with my cat, and I'm like taunting it, like, come on, come on, you know, waving my hands at it, like just playing, like, come at me. Next thing you know, my cat pounces and jumps on my face, literally claws all over, and just starts attacking me.
Why?
And my mom is like beating this cat off my face.
And that was your own cat? This is why I hate cats.
Get out of here, Alexis.
I think they're terrible. That's your own cat that you have loved and fed, and it's just scratching your face off.
What do you mean? She was teasing it, pretending to punch it.
Get a grip.
But we do this all the time, and he's like, come on, why would you attack me at this one time of all?
Because
he's
tired. Cats are evil.
Tired of all your crap. He's put up with it for a while. It's like, you know what, Alexis? Today's the day.
Friends that weren't giving their cat enough attention. So you know what that cat did? Pooped on their pillow in their bed.
Oh, here's a little Hershey kiss.
Conniving.
That's
the
true.
Worst.
Like, cats are the only animal that would like somehow like step on your oxygen tank. It's like, go to sleep now. It's
like a
getting
dog
darker.
Is not going to do that. I'm just saying. I'm sorry if you love cats, but it's the truth.
Let's wrap it up with Danielle real quick. Hey, Danielle, tell us a story about how your pet got you hurt or somebody else.
Okay, so I lived with a friend at the time. I was in college going to school for ultrasound. And, you know, we're just watching TV, cuddling with the dog. And all of a sudden, this shih tzu bites the crap out of my foot, has to go to the ER. Mind you, I have clinical the next day. They give me tramadol, right, for the pain meds. And I wake up the next morning, and I swear I was, like, on cloud nine all night long. I don't know what was going on. I woke up to take a shower, and I literally fell into the shower. I swear, I need to send you guys like a screenshot of the email that I had to send my clinical instructor, because I've never done anything like that before, so I didn't know what the hell was going on with me.
Do you still have the shih tzu?
What was that?
Do you still have the dog?
Oh, no, well, actually, her dog actually passed away a couple years ago.
Oh,
but,
okay.
Yeah. But anyway.
That's your memory.
I will have to send her the email, because it's just golden. We had to even put it in our slideshow when we graduated, because it was just one of the highlights of the year.
Oh, that is so cool, Danielle. Hey, thanks for sharing. I get to see like Danielle at the dog's eulogy. We're like, well, this dog ruined my life, aww, but we'll miss her. We'll miss her.
If that was one of the highlights, that's a crappy year.
I know.
Well, I mean, if you look back and laugh at it, it's like, man, remember when I had to take all that mess and I was high as hell? It was so funny. Oh, hey, you can let us know about how your pet injured you. Hit us up Twitter, Instagram. It's Joe and Mackenzie. Now, Mackenzie, is this an app or something called Reply ASAP? What is this?
Yeah, it's a new app that just came out. And parents, you are going to love this. So this app, if your child has a cell phone, if you reach out to them and they don't reply, it basically shuts off. They cannot reply to anyone else until they actually like reply to you.
Can I get this for a coworker?
My parents are going to get this for me, and so is Joe.
No.
All right, we'll talk about this next. Then Dare Dice.